Hello everyone, it's Melissa, and I'm here because I felt like doing a little recording, a little story. Believe it or not, I was talking about toys earlier, and I wanted to share my thoughts all about toys. Although I'm not a child myself, I don't play, well, I play with toys, but not toys that children would. But you know what, to be honest with you, I shouldn't say that I don't play with toys that children play with, because the toys are so far advanced now. My husband and I went with my in-laws today to Walmart, and we were picking up a few things, and she was getting a gift for a friend, for her daughter. And we were in this toy aisle, and everything in this one particular aisle either made noise or did something funky or moved. It was all these crazy electronic toys. I even walked by one of them and some kid went goo goo and made this little weird noise and giggled at me. It's one of those motion sensor toys. I don't know. I mean, whatever happened to those days when they just had the simple toys and we did family board game night, because that's what my dad used to do. The family Bible trivia board game, the Monopoly. Oh my God, I remember Mall Madness. Me and my sister and a few friends played that. Oh, we had a blast with those toys. But seriously, you know, nowadays they even got these little touch screens and you can even... the kids can even push a button to do their own little video recordings, like, I guess, video cameras for kids. And my husband was fiddling around with one of those tablets, and it says, turn the screen this way. And I guess you're supposed to turn it in the direction that it points. Obviously, if you were a sighted child, you could see it. But everything just made noises, and these toys were making a bunch of music, and you know, like all these weird beeping sounds, and just really strange. But I do have a couple of funny toy stories about these electric toys. Now this is one of the incidents, and sometimes I slip up. I forget. We all have those we all have those moments where our brain just, I don't know, flips the off switch for a second or two. As a blind person, we're taught as children, like in Braille Institute and different schools, to always check before you sit down. I didn't go to an actual school for the blind, but I did go to Braille Institute, and they started training me as early as 2 months old. I was still a baby when, you know, they were working with us. They always would tell you, check before you sit. Because if you sit on a seat and someone's left their purse there, or there's something there and someone has not told you, and well, this was one incident when I forgot to check where I sat, and I was going to bed, and one of the kids left their little toys there. But see, I didn't know that. So I was going to bed, and I sat down, and all of a sudden I hear underneath me, hey, 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 like repeatedly, like 4 or 5 times. And so I stood up and I'm thinking, well, wait a minute, what's going on? So I checked it, and here was this little, like a typewriter shape thing. And if you pressed a letter of the alphabet, it would tell you what it was. Well, apparently I was sitting on the A, and I was, you know, normally if you're sitting on somebody, they don't really particularly like you sitting on someone. So they would be like, A, you're like, get off me. And this toy just sounded so cheerful. It was like, A, A, you know, good, you've learned the letter A. And I was like, this is very odd. And this is in the middle of the night. And I kept hearing this thing go, hey, hey. And so that was one time. Another time, my husband had a Yoda character from Star Wars. And I guess if you turn him a certain way, you activate him. And he starts talking funny. Like, I don't know, Yoda's this, I think he's the character that talks backwards or talks interesting. Rest I need, he says. I mean, he says some really weird stuff. Well, somebody apparently was lying on the bed, and he had the Yoda underneath the bed, and somehow the movement of the bed or something happened, and the Yoda turned and got activated. So they were trying to go to sleep, and underneath them, Yoda was saying, rest I need, quiet you must be, or something. He was saying really funny stuff, and they could not get him to shut off. So